This is On the Road, a The Hobbit fanfic written by Listed Heart and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Feely Keely, with additional tags for incest, masturbation. Keely's always been not loud as such, but certainly never quiet. It had never mattered when they were growing up, when it was just the two of them in their bedroom at night, and Feely could ignore the soft grunts and whines coming from the other bed. Though Feely could never ignore them. The knowledge made his cheeks burn, his hands curl into shameful fists at his sides. And then it didn't. Because he caught his name tangled up in the wordless, choking gasps that he knew by now meant Keely was close to coming. And then his fingers curled in Keely's hair instead of at his lonely sides, pulled him close, told him it was okay when Keely drew in a trembling breath and pressed his lips to Keely's in a way that was anything but brotherly. They're not in their childhood bedroom anymore. They're out in the open. And it's not just the two of them. It's Uncle Thorin, it's the whole company, and a hobbit, and a wizard, and whoever else is lurking out in the wilderness, waiting or hunting under the stars. It's Feely's turn to keep watch, and he hopes that's why Keely has dared to do this now. It's okay if Feely hears him. They have no secrets. But outside like this, the dwarves are light sleepers, never sinking too deep into unconsciousness in case danger approaches from the open air. And if Keely isn't careful, he's going to wake someone. He starts off quiet enough. Just the whisper of his arm moving under his blankets, the rustle of his clothing. A silence, and then a long, deep exhale. Then a sharper, louder breath, and a bitten back grunt. And Feely stretches his leg out to kick Keely lightly on the shin. "Keely," he says, and there's a moan, and then a forced, deliberate quiet. "Someone will hear you." He hears Keely swallowing the dark, then his soft voice. Keely is lying down in shadow, and it's hard to make out more than the outline of his body under the covers. But they're close enough. Feely's sure he's the only one who can hear him speak. "I just need..." "Not stopping you," Feely mutters. He casts his eyes over the rest of the group. No one stirs. "You need to be quiet." Feely's laughter is a quiet whisper. Leaves across the grass. "You know me." Feely does know him. He knows what Keely must look like right now. Flushed cheeks and tangled hair and bright eyes. The thick shape of his cock under his breeches. He knows how Keely's cock must look, hidden underneath his underclothes. He knows the curve of it, how it flushes a deep red at the head, and how easily Keely leaks. He knows how easy Keely is. How Keely will whine and squirm and come in Feely's hand as soon as Feely tells him to, and then tell Feely off for it after, for thinking he'll always do as he's told. "Only for you," Keely told him one night, sweaty, panting hot and damp into Feely's beard. He laughed, that laugh Feely grew up with, unique to his brother. "Only for you." Feely thinks on that. Only for him. "Cover your mouth." "What?" Feely breathes in deep, tries to keep himself under control. There's a heat growing in his belly, but he's on watch. Now is not the time. "Your blankets. Bite your blankets. Put them in your mouth." "They're not clean," Keely murmurs, but his voice is quiet, and then he makes a muffled noise that Feely knows means he's done as he's told. The noise isn't especially quieter than anything Keely was letting out before, but it's less immediately recognizable. It could be the sound of a dream or a nightmare, not the sound of Keeley touching himself with his brother sitting by his side. "Good," Feely whispers, as quiet as he possibly can. And Keeley's answer is an exhale, a heavy breath through his nose, and the rustle of moving fabric. "Good." It's not a question this time. He listens to the motion of Keeley's hand, the way he speeds up as he gets closer. And Feely has never heard him, or not heard him. He's never felt such quiet around them before, but he knows when Keeley comes without even looking at him. Keeley's leg kicks out under his blanket, and the dark shadow of his body jerks with the force of it. Feely is hard under his own breeches. He shifts in an attempt to relieve the pressure, and when he chances a glance back at Keeley, he can make out Keeley's knowing grin glinting in his direction in the moonlight. "I'll take Nick's watch," Keeley offers. "Let you sleep." And Feely knows his brother. He knows there's only one thing that can mean. The end.